Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really interesting challenge. We want to show how sometimes the most powerful knowledge, it's hidden in just a few words. Our source material for this deep dive is basically one sentence. It's an excerpt from some internal report called Improving Autumn Transaction Numbers. And our mission, yours and ours, is simple. Squeeze every drop of insight out of this one statement to get you up to speed fast. And here's that core finding, the sentence we're going to unpack. Signs of improvement appeared in fall transaction numbers. Just that. But, you know, that single line could be a huge economic headline. If you're managing inventory, maybe setting sales targets, or just trying to figure out the market lately, this feels like the pulse you need to find.
It really is. And for you, the listener, think of this as a masterclass in reading between the lines of, well, corporate speak, I suppose. A short statement like this, it's incredibly directional. It confirms something positive is shifting. Our job now is to pick apart every single word, understand the real momentum behind that shift. So we're basically looking at three things here. What kind of change are we talking about? That's the signs of improvement part. Then what's being measured? Transaction numbers. And finally, the timing, fall.
Okay, let's dive right in. Starting with the language. I mean, whoever wrote this was careful, right? They didn't say transaction soared or growth guaranteed.
Yeah.
They specifically used signs of improvement appeared. Mm-hmm. What's the subtle message there? What's hiding in that word signs?
Well, signs tells you something about how mature this trend is. It suggests it's emerging. Measurable, yes, but emerging. It's not a peak, and it's certainly not a guarantee about the future. Think of it like maybe a weather forecast. If they say we see signs of rain on the radar, that doesn't mean it's pouring outside your window right now. It just means the early data points, you know, the clouds forming, have shifted, in this case, shifted positively.
Okay. So it's telling us not to get too carried away, but also maybe not to be overly gloomy either. We're seeing the very start of an upward bend, the inflection point, not the top of the mountain.
Exactly. If they'd used a term like confirmed improvement, that would signal something different. It would imply the trend's already proven itself, shown some staying power. But using signs, it communicates that, yes, the market is starting to produce tangible positive results. Perhaps it's reversing a previous negative trend, or maybe things were just flat before. But it definitely implies the trend needs watching. It tells you the direction's changed, but stability, that's not locked in yet.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot packed into just one word, critical context. Let's move to the next piece.
Yeah.
Improvement. Improvement. Improvement relative to what? That's always the question with data, isn't it? Improvement is comparative. Did things get better compared to last quarter? Or maybe the same time last year?
That is absolutely the fundamental question the snippet throws at you.
Yeah.
You always, always have to ask, what's the baseline? If this improvement means things are better than the quarter just before, say Q3 looks better than Q2, well, that shows sequential acceleration. Often that just means things are picking up after a normal lull, like a summer slowdown.
Right.
But if the improvement is measured year over year, so Q3 this year compared to Q3 last year, now that's generally seen as the gold standard. That suggests real underlying market strength because it filters out those normal seasonal ups and downs. It gives you a much truer picture of growth.
Okay, so hold on. If this headline we're dissecting is only based on sequential improvement, just things getting better after summer, does that kind of water down the significance? Does it make the headline less urgent?
It definitely adds a layer of necessary scrutiny, yeah. I mean, any positive movement is generally good news, but sequential improvement could just be things getting back to normal, a return to the mean. However, the very fact they chose to highlight this improvement in a report, maybe even in a headline like this, suggests something important. It tells you that the improvement, whatever the baseline was significant enough to call out. It probably means the movement was better than expected, or maybe it went against a recent downward trend or general market pessimism, even if the baseline was just the previous quarter. So the real nugget here isn't just things got better. It's more like things got better faster, or perhaps more significantly than we thought they would. And that's why this report exists.
That makes sense. It's the noteworthiness of the improvement that matters. Okay, let's tackle the scope then. Transaction numbers. That sounds, well, pretty broad. Since we don't have the full report, the appendices and all that,
right?
What kind of things usually fall under transaction numbers? And why does it matter what kind of transactions we're talking about?
It is broad, you're right. Generally, it implies some measure of actual exchanges, you know, where money changed hands or value was formally exchanged within whatever part of the economy they're measuring. When you hear transaction numbers, you're often looking at things you can count easily and in high volume. Think retail sales volume, how many items were sold, or maybe the number of purchase orders between businesses. Could even be something like the number of houses sold. And here's where the detail really matters, analytically speaking. Transaction numbers could track volume, like the number of units sold, or it could track the total value, the dollar amount. If, let's say, the report showed transaction volume went up, more stuff was sold, but the total dollar value stayed flat or even fell, what does that suggest?
Maybe heavy discounting. Lower prices driving the volume. So more activity, but maybe not more profit.
Precisely. An improvement in quantity, perhaps, but maybe not in the health of the pricing or margins. Now, if the improvement covers both volume and value, that's a much stronger, healthier signal. It suggests demand is genuinely rising and maybe pricing is holding stable too. So for you, the listener, the key thing is that this source is focused on concrete activity, money actually moving. That's often seen as more reliable than just, say, sentiment surveys about how people feel.
Okay, concrete activity. Got it. Now, this is where I think it gets really interesting, the timing, the seasonal context. Fall transaction numbers.
Yeah.
Why specifically call out fall or autumn? Why not just say Q3 results or something more standard?
Because seasonality sets expectations. Fall transaction numbers usually means activity around September, October. That period is the critical bridge into the fourth quarter. Think about it. That's often when companies finalize their big year-end budgets. It's when retailers do their massive inventory buildup for the holiday shopping season. It's a crucial preparation phase.
Right. The lead up to the busiest time for many.
Exactly. And also, many sectors see a bit of a slump in the summer, maybe July and August. People are on vacation, things slow down. So if you see transaction numbers showing these signs of improvement during the fall, it's like a confirmation. It confirms the economy didn't just sputter back after summer. It actually shook off the slump and is building real momentum heading into year end.
So it functions almost like a leading indicator for how the end of the year might shape up. If fall starts strong, it gives analysts and businesses more confidence for November and December. It makes that sign of improvement carry extra weight for the whole year's outlook.
Absolutely. It sets a tone, both psychologically and practically. It suggests that maybe consumer confidence or business confidence has bounced back after any mid-year uncertainty. It provides a stronger foundation for Q4.
Okay, let's make this practical. Let's zoom in on you, the listener. Suppose you're running a team, maybe inventory management. How does this single headline, signs of improvement, appeared in fall? How should that affect your decisions for Q4 orders or maybe even staffing?
It should shift your risk assessment almost immediately. If you're that inventory manager, hearing signs of improvement appeared in fall is like, well, it's green light to maybe increase your safety stock a bit. You might even consider pulling forward some orders you planned for Q1 just to be ready for potentially sustained demand. Before seeing this, maybe you were being cautious, even a bit pessimistic. Now, the data, even this summarized data, is pushing you to prepare for higher volume.
Okay, prepare, but maybe not go all in just yet.
Exactly. Now, if you're, say, a marketing strategist, those signs mean you probably shouldn't launch your biggest, most expensive campaign quite yet. Stability isn't confirmed. Instead, you might test the waters. Target your most reliable customer segments first. See if the momentum holds. You're sort of cautiously riding the wave, not betting the farm on it yet.
That difference between signs and confirmed really matters for how you spend money or allocate resources then. You react, you prepare, but you don't necessarily guarantee everything based on this one signal.
Precisely. It's about adjusting expectations and readiness. For someone higher up, maybe a corporate strategist, this headline signals that it might be time to think about shifting focus slightly. Maybe pivot from purely defensive cost-cutting back towards some modest growth initiatives. It tells you about the market's current direction without overwhelming you.
So let's bring it all together. What does this really mean for you, the listener, who needs to be sharp and informed quickly? If you walk into your next meeting, what's the value here? Seems the core value is having that confirmation of a positive turn, a rise in momentum, right when it matters most, that critical fall season leading into year end.
That's the absolute key nugget, I think. It's the confirmation of a positive shift in momentum during that crucial transition to Q4. It suggests there's some underlying health, maybe a recovery taking hold that deserves your attention. It means you might need to reallocate your focus, maybe your resources. This one sentence basically says the economic gravity, at least in this specific area, is starting to pull upwards again.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate for a second. This headline, this summary, it's efficient, right? It saves us wading through maybe 40 pages of data. But
yeah.
Is there a risk? Does relying on such a brief summary, without all that context, risk sending us off confidently in the wrong direction. Are we basically trading accuracy for speed here?
That's the inherent tension, isn't it? Relying on summarized data always carries that risk. It requires you, the listener, to think critically. You have to understand, you're receiving an interpretation backed by data. The report writer decided this shift was noteworthy, so you're not really trading accuracy for speed. You're gaining the main conclusion, the most salient point, quickly. What you're trading is completeness for speed.
Completeness. That's a better way to put it.
Yes. Knowing this headline is powerful because it helps you prioritize. Now you know what questions to ask next. Which transactions are improving volume or value? What was that baseline quarter on quarter or year over year? This kind of deep dive, breaking down the statement, gives you a roadmap. It helps you interrogate any further data intelligently rather than just, you know, taking the headline at face value.
Okay, so to wrap up this deep dive, we've taken apart signs of improvement appeared in fall transaction numbers. We looked at the careful phrasing, signs suggesting early momentum.
Yeah.
We talked about improvement and how critical it is to know the comparison point. And we explored why the fall timing gives this finding extra weight for year-end planning.
Right. And that leaves us with a final thought for you to consider. If these signs of improvement are showing up now in transaction numbers, which tend to reflect current or maybe even slightly past activity, what other, maybe broader, economic indicator needs to show a similar positive sign next? What would confirm that this positive trend in transactions is truly solid, truly sustainable for the longer term? Think about things like employment figures, maybe, or inventory levels across industries, perhaps consumer credit usage.
Where should we look next for confirmation? That's the question. The search definitely continues, but hopefully you now have a much stronger foundation to start that exploration, all built from the insight packed into just those few carefully chosen words. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.